Blog Talk Radio. I got so lost in that song right there. It's so good to hear some of those older songs. I won't say old time songs, some of those older songs, because if those really made you think. And I always love how they repeat, like they just said, change, a wonderful change. And you know, those weren't wordy songs, is what I'm trying to say. It gave you time to really think about the change that God has done in your life. And I know we've been talking about that this week on our other show, the Wrestle Before the Breakthrough, titled In the Middle of It. And when we think about the breakthroughs and the changes that God has made in our life, there's so much that we can be thankful for. Even you might be in the midst of something right now, but I bet you if you really look at that situation that you're in right now, God done brought you through worse than that. Hello, somebody. God done brought you through worse than that. If you look at the changes that he's still yet making in your life, you know, as they say, the small tweaks here and the small tweaks there, you look at back at your life, oh, you're going to remember that big change that he did in your life, that change that you couldn't do on your own, that change you couldn't do by yourself. You couldn't stop by yourself. You couldn't quit by yourself. God had to come in and break through and make that change. So we got so much to be thankful for. I'm sorry I had to go there for a minute, because just thinking again, we get so far and so high in our mind to think that we have arrived and don't go back and remember where God brought us from. But also, too, you also got to remember it will only take a second for you to end up back in that same situation and or worse if you take your eyes off God. So don't get so comfortable in this thing to think that you so far removed from it, because, again, I've been there before thinking that I had it all together. One situation, a divorce, set me all the way back. So we got to thank God for the change and keep thanking him for the changes to come. You know, I always say I think I'm the only person that invite the correction of God in their life. But that's because I really want it now. Before, I didn't want it because I liked what I was in. I didn't want the change. I didn't want the correction because I don't want you to correct me from what I'm not ready to stop doing. Now, it's God, correct me. Put me in check, because I don't want to go back nowhere near those things. If I'm off, put me back in line. So welcome the correction of God, because one, what do you say? Those he loves, he corrects. That's love when he corrects you. You know, at least you still his, and you're still in the running for it. Amen. So we thank and praise God. I am Pastor Valoris with you this evening. Sorry again, but not sorry, because, listen, when it's time to talk about the goodness of God, you got to sometimes just reach down into your heart and soul to know what the Spirit is saying. Somebody needed that. That's the only reason why I said that, because somebody needed that as well as myself. So good evening to everyone. So happy to be with you this evening. And there is a word from the Lord. So we're going to go ahead and get started, because I don't want to hold you guys too long. But thanking God for each and every one of you that are still going forth on the radio broadcast. Thanking God for Pastor E over there in sunny California, while we over here in 40-something degrees, cold already. So thanking God for Pastor E and him pressing forward and all that he is doing. Know that my heart, love, and prayers are still with you guys as always. I'll talk later about what we got going on in the ministry. So let's start with a word of prayer. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we come into you, God, in a restful and a peaceful state of mind, opening our hearts to what it is that you have for us. God, I'm asking, Lord, that your Holy Spirit be present. Always rest, rule, and abide. Word my mouth, God. Let this word go out as seed to some to plant, and water to others, Lord, to nourish. In the mighty name of Jesus, we decree and declare that, Lord, that the heavens are open to us, and we have the access and authority, O God, to pull down anything it is that we need, whether it's healing, deliverance, a breakthrough, a change, financial blessing, whatever it is that we need, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, as your people is listening to what you have to say to them. God, I ask, Father, that you pour out a blessing, rain down on them, Father, and meet the need and even some desires. In Jesus' name, amen. So we're going to go to John chapter 4, verse 7, starting at verse 7 through 13, and then verse 28, John 4, 7 through 13, and verse 28. And please hear what the Lord is saying, because he showed me something in the scripture a couple of days ago, and then I was in the New Testament. Then I was reading Isaiah, and the same word appeared again in Isaiah. And then on today, I was reading Revelations, and the same word came again in Revelation. So I sat and I said, Lord, what is it that you're saying? And, of course, it always comes to me first. But he has something that he wants to say today. So it says, soon a Samaritan woman came to draw water, and Jesus said to her, please give me a drink. He was alone at that time because his disciples had gone into the village to buy some food. The woman was surprised, for Jews refused to have anything to do with Samaritans. She said to Jesus, you are a Jew, and I am a Samaritan woman. Why are you asking me for drink? Jesus replied, if you only knew the gift God has for you and who you are speaking to, you would ask me, and I will give you living water. But, sir, you don't have a rope or a bucket, she said, and this well is very deep. Where would you get this living water? And besides, do you think you're greater than our ancestor Jacob, who gave us this well? How can you offer better water than he and his sons and his animals enjoyed? Jesus replied, anyone who drinks from this water will soon become thirsty again. But those who drink the water I give would never be thirsty again. It becomes a fresh, bubbling spring within them, giving them eternal life. The woman left her water jar beside, give them eternal life. And then I'm going to jump down to verse 28. It says, the woman left her water jar beside the well and ran back to the village, telling everyone, come and see a man who has told me everything I ever did. Could he possibly be the Messiah? The teaching today, not a new title, but a new understanding. The teaching today is entitled Dehydrated Thirst. Dehydrated Thirst. The Samaritan woman was coming to the well for water. She was coming for the right thing, but for the wrong problem. You know what I'm saying? And I'm taking my time purposely today because God is really speaking. She was coming for what her natural body needed, but it was not what her spirit needed. Our spirit and our natural both have a thirst. So your spirit has a thirst and your natural body has a thirst, but they do not thirst for the same thing. Thirst, let me tell you what it is an alert to the body that it needs fluid. Thirst is an alert to the body that it needs. Thirst also is an alert to your spirit that you need God or more of him. Okay? Did you know, this is the question that really jumped out at me, and I'm going to explain to you why. But did you know that sometimes you can be dehydrated without feeling thirsty? Automatically, you all assume that, well, the person had to be thirsty. How did they get dehydrated? If they, you know, unless they are sick. But I'm talking about a well person, not a sick person. A well person. Normally, you get thirsty, you'll get something to drink. If you don't drink water, if there's no water available, if you're in a desert or whatever, you know, then, of course, you might get dehydrated. But there is a such thing as becoming dehydrated with never feeling thirsty. How can a person be dehydrated and not thirsty? I know it doesn't make sense, but there's a reason for it. So let's go natural, okay? So naturally, and I had to do the study now. Hear what I'm saying. Your body cells have many functions. Your cells have a memory. It has reset. It has alerts. And it can reproduce. The cells need continuous fresh water to maintain their process. When the cells are not getting water, that's when they send the trigger or the alert that you're thirsty. Not you yourself, but they are thirsty. Okay? The thirst alert will get stronger and stronger until you satisfy it. If you are ignoring the alerts, the body will then go into dehydration, and now you went from thirst alert to dehydration symptom. Now, listen, dehydration with no thirst alert. So again, all of a sudden you just dehydrated, but you're like, I've never felt thirsty. The cells have grown accustomed to not having balance. The cells have grown accustomed to not having balance and being ignored that it no longer sends thirst alerts. So number one, the cells are out of balance. And number two, you have set its memory that every time I sent out this signal, it got ignored, so therefore I'm going to turn off the signal. Did you hear what I said? The cells itself has a memory to remember every time I sent out a thirst alert, you ignored it, so I'm going to stop sending the alerts. It uses all what it has in reserve first before it goes into dehydration. So number one, the cells are unbalanced and it stops sending alerts. Or number two, you've ignored the thirst alerts for so long, it just stops sending them. Just like your body tells you it's dehydrated, it gives you symptoms like tired, weak, irritable, headaches, dry mouth, dry skin, and cramps. Your spirit has been telling you the same thing. It's been telling you the same thing. And I'll get to that. I'm going to go to it now as to how all this came about. I saw the word thirst in the New Testament when I was reading and doing some studying. Then I was reading Isaiah. If I will go there in a minute, saw the word thirst. Then Revelations. For the last 3 by 4 days, I wasn't feeling good. Just kind of tired, kind of slow, and I'm thinking maybe it's the weather and having headaches. I mean, I had real bad headaches for a couple of days, having all that. And God said, drink some water. Now, I'm going to tell you something. This is not the first time God has had to tell me to drink water. When I get to that point of being sick, I forget that I no longer get a thirst alert. I just go into dehydration. And God will tell me, Valores, drink some water. Now, praise God, I have a new alert, which is God. But I have been a person that has been a busy, always going, always doing, was always so on the go, this, that, and the other, that I damaged my thirst alert because I wouldn't stop. I wouldn't have eat. I wouldn't have drink. I wouldn't have do a lot of stuff. That now I need God to alert me to when to drink some water. So I know what I'm talking about because when he told me yesterday to drink some water, then it clicked. And then again, I'm thinking to myself, but I drink. And we're going to get to that. But I drink this and I drink. And man, and you know, my body ain't never told me that it was thirsty. And he said, there's such a thing as dehydration without thirst. And I looked it up, and it's such a thing. Okay? Spiritual. Let's talk spiritual. So that's natural. So understand what my body was going through. I'm talking about dry. I'm talking about, I'm looking at my skin. I'm putting all kinds of moisturizer on my skin and hydration lotion on my skin. It's not even clicking or registering in my mind. Give me some water. And I'm walking around, like I said, I'm tired and, you know, irritable. And it's never clicking in my mind. You need some water. Now, let's go spiritual. John 7 and 37 and 39 says, on the last day, the climax of the festival, Jesus stood and shouted to the crowds, anyone who is thirsty, come to me. Anyone who believes in me may come and drink. For the scripture declares, rivers of living water will flow from his heart. Many of us, many of us have become spiritual dehydrated and don't know it. This is not because of the lack of love that you have for God. So most of the time people think, oh, well, that's a person that don't love God. No, it's not because of lack of love. It is due to a change in your spiritual balance. Change your spiritual balance. Again, like I said, I'm one of those who do not get thirsty. I don't even sweat. I have very little sweat. All the workout I do, it takes a lot. I have to have on one of those suits to sweat. Other than that, I normally don't sweat. And God literally has to speak to me to drink water. And again, that came for years and years and years. Just like today, I was at work. I sat at my desk, had a whole lot of work to do, and I don't want to move until I at least get the bulk of it done. For some reason, thinking if I move, I'm going to lose focus. I sat at my desk until almost 2:30 before I got up and even went and had lunch. I had been there since 8:30 that morning. But I have done that to myself. I have triggered that off. But we can get that back, and I'll talk about that. That's because, again, I don't have a balance of intake of water. Okay? A little in. And what that little that my body gets, it retains and stores it. Therefore, I don't have anything too much going out, like I said, sweat or anything else. So what do you think that looks like spiritually? When you're not balancing of doing this continually, I'm not talking about once every other day. I'm talking about continually. What they say, you have to at least drink 3-4 times a day. Then on top of that, times your body weight and all this other stuff, what do you think you look like spiritually if you're not continually nurturing yourself with the Word of God? If you're not continually nurturing yourself with positive thinking, if you're not continually nurturing yourself, you're becoming spiritually dehydrated. And I know that there's some triggers that have went off to let you know that you're being dehydrated. Some of us are spiritually dehydrated because we've got 3 points for you. Number one, remember what I'm saying. You are trying to satisfy a spiritual thirst by natural means. You're trying to satisfy a spiritual thirst by natural means. Isaiah 55 and 1. Come, all you who are thirsty, come to the waters, and you have no money, come buy and eat, buy wine and milk without money and without cost. Why spend money on what is not bread and your labor on what does not satisfy? I like that as verse 2. Even though he said, come those who are thirsty, but verse 2 he said, why spend money on what is not bread and your labor on what does not satisfy? We always think that dryness, the dryness that we feel, is coming from the outside of us. Never do we think that it's coming from the inside of us. Think that it's coming from failures or unfinished accomplishments or those type of things. Oh, well, I feel like this because of this. You have justifiable reasons why you think you feel a certain way. I know many times I felt like that. And so what I began to do is throw myself more into the work or throw myself more into the projects or, you know, social activities or try to find some type of fun to pep myself up, to motivate myself, to energize myself and all this other stuff. And sometimes even in the past, you know, even sometimes even now, I ain't gonna say all the past, you know, even doing wrong things, reaching for worldly resources that are reaching for the word. We say it all the time, like, oh, I just need a vacation. Oh, I just need a vacation. You keep on thinking that it's something else that's going to satisfy what your spirit is trying to tell you. Oh, I just need to take myself and pamper myself for today. I need a girl day. I need a me day or a man day or this, that, and the other. Again, always reaching for outside resources for inside problem spiritually. Continual reaching for world satisfaction will turn your thirst alert off. If you're going to keep reaching for stuff on the outside, trust me, the spirit is going to be like, well, they not being obedient and keep on ignoring me, so I'm not going to keep on sending out the thirst alert. You're going to go straight into dehydration and not even know it. When we are caught up in the trap of the world, we have no desire for the things of God, and I know I'm right about it. You have to know, what am I doing so much on the outside of me, again, trying to satisfy something that's on the inside of me spiritually? Because God is the answer. Number two, this is also what happens to dehydration. Not taking in enough, doing just a little and think that that will satisfy. That's just like me. I'm dehydrated. I just take a shot glass of water. That ain't going to do nothing. A little shot glass of water ain't going to do nothing. Now for this big old body, we have that bad too, where we just doing a da-da-do. I'm saying we because part of it has been the pandemic. Part of this was before the pandemic. But part of it also, too, is the pandemic, because I think the pandemic has slowed us down. I won't use the word lazy, but I do have to say lazy. It's made us slow. It's made us lazy. It made us, you know, we got so used that we didn't have to go. We didn't have to move. We could order everything online. We didn't have to go to the store. We didn't have to do it. Nothing. They made everything so convenient, we just drop it off at your door. And now we don't want to do nothing. Isaiah 44:3 says, for I will pour water upon him that is thirsty and floods upon the dry ground. I will pour my spirit upon the seed and my blessings upon thine offspring. God pours out waters. And God floods. He don't just send you just a glass of anything. He pours out. One drop of rain is not going to water the entire earth. So we can't think that 5 minutes here and 5 minutes there is enough water for our soul or our spirit. Joshua 1:8 says, this book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night. Thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. It says to meditate day and night on his word. If at any point you say, like I used to say, I don't have time. I used to say, I don't have time. So therefore, again, just playing it, you know, in the car real quick or a real quick prayer and just putting on your gospel music and clapping your hands a little bit, say you got your praise and your worship on, then your priorities is messed up. You are dehydrated, and that is why nothing is working for you. God, prayer, studying has to be priority. When it is not, you turn off your thirst alert. Then it becomes easier and easier to give God less and less. Even me checking my priorities, putting God first. So some days were not easy. And even when I had to go to start going back into the office, because I had to get up, you know, at 8:30, I had to be at work at 8:30, excuse me, getting up at 6:30, when I already know it takes me an hour to get dressed, 30 minutes to pedal around the house and do whatever, and 30 minutes to get to work. That's all the 2 hours right there. If I get up at 6:30, I got to be at work at 8:30, that's 2 hours. Where was time for God? So now I have to get up at 4:30 or 5 in order to spend quality time with God. Not quick time, quality time. Not quick time, quality time with God. Yes, it's an adjustment. Yes, that's why I go to bed early, because I'm up at 3 or 4. Is going to be a sacrifice, but a sacrifice for God is always a gain. Did you hear what I said? A sacrifice for God is always a gain. Sacrificing prayer, worship, studying, reading is for me, but it's about Him. I'm not putting myself first in doing this. I'm putting Him first. But guess what? I get the benefits of it. Jesus Christ. And when I make it about Him, He always makes it about me. That's why it's important, because, again, in that space and time that you're giving Him that quality time, God is going to make it about you. Not just at that hour that you, first hour you give Him, He's going to make it about you all throughout the day. And days to come. Luke 12:48 says, but if a servant doesn't know what his master expects and behave badly, then he will receive a lighter punishment. If you are given much, much will be required of you. If much is entrusted to you, much will be expected of you. As I stated earlier, me taking a shot glass or a Dixie cup of water is not going to do anything for me. So now I need to change and talk to those who are called by God. You're dehydrated thinking that you can do little when God is requiring you to do much more. And because He's requiring you to do much more, that means you have to drink more. You have to drink more. You have to send a bucket down that well and drink a bucket of water, because guess what? He has entrusted you with His people. And if He's entrusted you with His people, you dry, and you, what you're giving the people is dry. Everybody need to be on bags of IV. That can't be. To whom much is given, much is required for your prayer life, your study life, your meditation, your worship. You have to take in more, because guess what? It says one plant, one water. If you don't have any water in you, then who are you watering, or what are you watering with? You are the first one that needs to be pouring and watering. Hear what I'm saying? We got dehydrated leaders out here. That, again, is just taking in a little and giving a little. When your people, you require much more, but your people are going through so much, they require more too. Okay, I'm going to leave that one alone. Taking in, number three, my last one, taking in everything else but pure water, thinking it will solve the problem. When I'm dehydrated, I can't drink sodas. I can't go and drink Pepsi or beer or anything else. I need water. The doctor even tell you, you need to drink water, not Gatorade, water. Nothing to add to the water, the natural water. Drink water. Revelation 22:17 says, come, and let everyone who hear these words say, come. And let those who thirst come. All who desire to drink, let them take and drink freely from the water of life. In trying to drink more water, I always add Crystal Light to give it some flavor. Now, I done got jazzy with it. I kind of mixed some flavor packs. I got like cherry, pomegranate, fruit punch, and lemonade. I kind of mix all those together to give it more flavor. Do you know that's what we're doing? Adding things to God's word to make it more flavorful to us. That's not pure water. Trying to give it more spice to fit our taste. Let me tell you what Revelation 22:18 says. It says, beware anyone who hears the prophetic word of this book. Know this for certain. If anyone adds to these words, God will add to that person the plagues described in this book. And if anyone subtracts from the prophetic words of this book, God will remove that person's access to the tree of life and to the holy city, which is described in this book. Add and subtract if you want to. Add and subtract if you want to. And I already told you that there's something for that. The word is the word, period. There is no, I think what God was trying to say was, no, God said what he said, and that's what he said. You are dehydrated if you're reading it to fit you. If you're teaching it to fit other people so you can get some amen. Even if you're preaching it to fit what this new world's way is, you're dehydrated. Or you're going to become dehydrated. Because you need the pureness of the word to go to do what it was already designed to do. God don't need no help. He don't. I still say, and I'm so sorry, and I don't mean to hurt nobody's feelings, I still say God don't need all your strobe lights and all your wave lights and all your everything else. Word does not need all that kind of entertainment. It really and truly don't. Yes, we got the songs. Yes, we have the praise and worship. Yes, you know, but God's word don't need all that. And you wonder why some of us are dehydrated. You cannot mix anything or substitute anything for the word. Again, like I said, going to some of these churches and people are still lost, still confused, spirit feeling depleted, that's signs of dehydration. I'm not saying it's all on the preacher because, again, you can't go from Sunday to Sunday with no water either. So some of that is back on the people, but yet still, as the leader, as a teacher and the preacher, those who are, it is our job to make sure the people understand you make sure you stay hydrated throughout the week. Natural signs, I'm going to do four things of natural signs and spiritual signs of dehydration. Natural, your mouth is dry. I kept trying to swallow and swallow and swallow and wondering why I wasn't able to swallow. Didn't realize I was dehydrated. Did not click at all. Mouth dry. Spiritually, your mouth is dry. You know how? Because you be starting to speak more negative and not speaking the word of God and his promises. You're now back over into gossiping and backbiting. Maybe even the added some foul language. No, praise and worship ain't coming off your lips, but other things are coming off your lips. Your mouth dry. You're dehydrated. Because everything that comes out of this mouth should be life. Life to yourself first. Did you not know that? You speak life. You keep thinking that you to speak into other people. You need to speak life into yourself. As I say, you can't give a kind word to somebody else if you can't give a kind word to yourself. You're dehydrated if you can't even turn around and speak life back into yourself. If you can't even say self, we walk by sin, not by sight. Self, we're going to stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. In all my ways, I'm going to acknowledge him because God is going to direct our path today. You're dehydrated spiritually, your mouth is dry. Number two, overly tired.
I couldn't understand why I was popping my B12s. I had my other, you know, energy vitamins and stuff. Had stopped and got me one of them, them naked drinks, you know, them vegetables and fruit drinks. I was doing everything these last 4 days trying to figure out what was wrong with me. Tired. You spiritually have no energy, no motivation at all. Not even to serve like you used to. When you are spiritually drained, you are no longer effective in the service that God has called you for. People are not leaving your presence feeling helped or changed. They're still yet leaving your presence feeling lost because you're spiritually drained. Again, if there's no water in me, how can I pour water out? It has to be a continuous well. Are y'all hearing me? Number three, muscle spasms. Listen, the older you get, for those that are older, you understand what a muscle spasm is, and you know we get them in the most odd places, in our legs, in our feet, in our hands. Muscle spasms, they will just come out of nowhere, and you cannot control them, then those things are going to have a tight grip on your muscle until it's ready to let you go. Spiritually, you're having muscle spasms. You know how? Lack of self-control. You try, and like I said, you try to control a muscle spasm, you can't. When you are spiritually dehydrated, your flesh will begin to control you. Circumstances will begin to control you. The situation will begin to control you. Are y'all hearing me? That's when you know that you're spiritually dehydrated. The last one, and then I'm going to close. Headaches and being lightheaded. I told you I woke up 2 days with a headache. When you spiritually have a headache, that means you've lost focus. When you're spiritually dehydrated, that means you've lost focus. Back to those priorities I was speaking about, not putting God first. You'll be dizzy all day when you don't put God first, because you will be here and there and there and here and running here and running there. You will start five things and complete none of them. God orders your steps for the day when you acknowledge him. When you are spiritually dehydrated, you start to lose focus. It's like you'll be standing in the middle of the living room like I have done many a times and stood there and trying to remember what was I supposed to be doing. Yeah, I know you have those group of moments, but I'm saying, you know what I'm saying, when you're dehydrated, you have them more and more frequently, and I'm like, God, what is wrong with me? Until God spoke and said, drink some water. A simple fix. Drink some water. The living water. In my closing, and if anyone wants to dial one to get in the conversation, please do. But how do we get spiritually hydrated again? Matthew 11:28. Come unto me, all you who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. So the first thing you need to do is come. Then the second, Matthew 5:6 says, blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness. They will be filled. All you have to do is come. And then after you come, drink. But just like your daily water, you have to drink more than once a day to stay healthy and hydrated. You have to. Don't let a moment, another day go by without, again, I like when Sarah Jakes said, you know, we do self-care. Everybody always talks about self-care, she said, but sometimes you need to do soul care. Soul care is you checking in with your emotions. It's you checking in with how are you doing today and being honest with how you're doing today. Don't just ignore those warning signs. Don't just ignore that emotional, you know, slump that you might be in. Don't just ignore that and just think, oh, it'll go away. No, stop. Your spirit is crying out and giving you alerts to say, hey, I need you to give me some attention. Sometimes that attention is there was a situation that you did not process. I have an event coming up. I'm going to talk to the women about, and the one thing that we always try to do is process the situation, but we never process the emotions. We want to know what happened, how it happened, who did it, where they did it, why they did it, how come. We want to always process the situation, and then you thinking in getting those answers is what's going to then do something to your emotions. No. You need to process the emotions. The situation, the event didn't happen. It's long gone. It's done. It's over with. And there's no change in what happened. But now you have to process the emotions that came about because of it. That is also from your spirit. Because, again, it knows that we still live in this flesh. And we still have a human experience. But I always say, have it with God, though. Don't have it on your own. Don't be like, oh, well, I can do this one on my own because, you know, the situation wasn't godly in the first place. So how dare I ask God? No, take everything to the Lord in prayer. Dehydration. I'm seeing it on many different levels. Like I tell you, if my body was dehydrated, man, I was almost a walking zombie around here and didn't realize it. I can imagine spiritually what's happening to a lot of people. Dial 1 if you want to get in on this conversation. I thank and praise God for this word. I hope that you got something out of it. I hope that I explained it the best way I could. But again, remember, number 1 is you trying to satisfy a spiritual thirst by natural means. Number 2, you're not taking in enough water. You're not taking in enough words. You're not taking in enough prayer. You're doing a little to think that it's just going to satisfy, you know, that big problem that you have. And then lastly, again, number 3 is you not recognizing what's going on. Taking in everything else but the pure water of God, trying to water it. I don't know how you can water down water, but, you know, you're trying to make it fit. If you're wrong, you're wrong. Let God correct you. The word said this. The word says that. It says what it says. But, again, like I told you before, sacrifice is gaining God. You're not losing anything. Let them friends go. Let that situation go. Let that job go. Or whatever case may be. There's only gain in God. I don't want you to be dehydrated. Amen? So I thank and praise God. Sorry. Pastor Eve, he's on there. If anyone has dialed 1 or Terry, she's on. Anyone has dialed 1. Good evening.
Wait, hold on.
But I pray that everyone has been well and everyone has been doing good.
Amen, amen. I got too many devices around here. Good evening.
Good evening.
How are you, woman of God?
How are you?
I'm blessed. I heard the little shot in the beginning. Yes, it is kind of warm out here, but really cold at night. There's a lot of It's funny. Weather's funny out here. It may look pretty, but it's not. It's got an up and down and hard to maintain a steady health when it's hot, cold, hot, cold. So we're praying for a consistency all across the country. Amen. Well, good word as always. Amen. You continue to just enlighten us, but give us that spark, that fire to press harder. I know I received a word tonight. If anyone else out there has received a word as I know you have, this is an opportunity for you to dial one and come on in and greet Pastor Valores. Got a question. And for that one person out there that's going through something, you just need prayer. You need somebody to listen. You need somebody to stand with you. We're here for that. And that's one of the reasons why we make this platform available, that we could be available at any given time. I thank you for all that have listened tonight. I know you got a word, because the word went forth and it will not return void. Pastor Terry, come on in.
Good evening, Pastor. And Pastor Valores, my sister, my beautiful sister. Great word. Dehydrated. Yes. You know, you taught on this tonight very well. The message was received because, yes, our spirit can become dehydrated. And as you taught, physically we need water, but spiritually we need the living water, which comes only through Jesus. Mm-hmm. So bless you, my sister, and love you. You keep teaching as you are tonight. Amen. God bless you.
Amen. Bless you, Terry. Love you.
Love you too, sister. Amen.
We still coming up there, Pastor Valores. We're waiting on the RV to be delivered so we can make our plans for our travel to hit every ministry that's connected with us across this country, that we could get still tangibly connected. And we're still waiting on you and your husband to come and check out sunny California. Amen. Anybody else? Come on, dial one. If not, Pastor Valores, give us any information that you may have going on that could help anybody listening. And then pray us out of here, and we thank God for you.
Amen. Well, we thank and praise God again for the listeners. Please keep me in prayer, because if anybody knows about dehydration, it just doesn't turn around in one day. It's a couple of days to keep putting some water in your body. So I thank God for that. But it also taught me to stop running so much. But, you know, like I always, the nature of the job that I have. Also pray for me. I have one of my arms is, you know, been in pain. So I go see a doctor about that. But what we have coming up is, number one, we're always on our local radio station.
Hold up one second, please. I heard a call. Heavenly Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, we just want to connect. We just want to unify. We want to join on one accord for healing. Healing of shoulders, healing of tendons, healing of muscles. And Lord, we thank you that you give us some relief for some of those old age feelings that we're all feeling in our backs, in our arms. Yes. We just want to pray over Pastor Valores today, Lord, that no distraction by her health will come against her. We already know she's made brand new. We've been through the trials with her. We know the victory, but we want to block anything coming against her in this next level of her calling and what you're about to present to her. So, Lord, we stand in agreement. We stand in the gap, and we cover her by the blood of Jesus. We all give right now that she receives for every word that we receive tonight that has changed us, rearranged us, and transforms our mind. Lord, we pray back to her that you now refill her by multitude, Heavenly Father God. Give her the desires of her heart. Give her the energy she needs to continue to go harder and to think that, Lord, you'll keep her healthy. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray that it's done, it's finished, and it's complete. Let the church say amen.
Amen. So on Wednesday nights, please, you can log in on joy1340.com. Again, that's joy1340.com. Wednesday nights at 6:30 Central Standard Time. My husband has a show called In the Word with Frank Mann. I do the radio with him, so we kind of do tag team. So it's a lot of fun. It's a lot of word, and it's effective. So, again, that's every Wednesday night. Then Spirit and Truth Ministries will be back up live starting this Sunday. Praise God. Woo-hoo! So I'll be delivering this word. I know. I'll be delivering this word again at 11 a.m. live on Facebook and trying to learn how to do live on YouTube. And then on November 13th, ladies that are in the Milwaukee area or surrounding area, Sisters of Salvation is hosting their first empowerment event titled Sisters Surviving the Struggle. So God had dropped that in my spirit to start something for women, and he entitled it Sisters of Salvation. And so there is a private Facebook group. If you want to be part of that group, please inbox me, and I can definitely let you in. That's where, you know, I talk to my sisters in the Lord, and give them some encouraging words and staying connected and motivated. And so we'll be having our first event here in Milwaukee, Wisconsin on November 13th. We'll be gathering together, and we'll be talking about surviving the struggle. So please come and join us with that. So we do have some things that's going on. I'm pushing forward in ministry. We'll never stop doing ministry. I just had to learn how to do, you know, some other, you know, how to do it and how God want me to do it. So we're back live on Sundays. Wednesday nights, we're live on the radio. And then on November 13th, we have something coming up for you. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I thank you and praise you for all things, God. I thank you and praise you for the hearts and the minds that heard your word on today, Father. Just asking, Lord, that your word go out, Lord, and do exactly what you already designed for it to do. Lord, help us to stay hydrated in you. Help us to stay hydrated in your word. Help us to stay hydrated in prayer. Help us to stay hydrated in fasting and hydrated in studying, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. So many things come to try to drain us, and so many things come to try to take our energy, Lord, and take our focus off of you, oh God. But right now, in the name of Jesus, we're asking for your help, God. We're asking, Lord, that you align us back up, Lord, with our priorities and putting you first, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. For we know, Lord, that in you, Lord, all things are possible. So whatever it is that we need or whatever it is we're trying to do, Lord, whatever our home need, our heart need, oh God, our family need or our community or our city need, Father, you are the answer. And God, Lord, we are the waterer. And Lord, we need to be able to have something to pour out to your people, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. So pour into us, God. Lord, let it overflow, God. Let it always overflow, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray. Amen.
We love you guys. Have a wonderful evening. And know that you are loved, honored, and appreciated. Bless you, woman of God.
Bless you.
You cleaned me up inside. You thought I was to die for. So you came and changed my life. You thought I was worth keeping. You cleaned me up inside. You thought I was the devil. You thought I was a guy.